Recording. All right, let's take our Bibles this evening. Go to the book of Ephesians, please, chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, as we continue our journey through this amazing book. And we're going to look tonight at verses 15 through 19 of Ephesians chapter 1. So beginning there in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, the Bible says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power." So I'm going to take my title from verse 17, "that ye may know." That ye may know. Let's pray. Lord, use your word in our hearts this evening to change us, to grow us, to refine us, to make us more like our Savior. And Lord, may we all leave changed by its power tonight. We lift up Jesus and pray he'll meet with us now. And we pray this in his name. Amen. So what we find in this passage, Paul here is encouraging the Christians at Ephesus. And he is commending them for their growth. As you saw there in verse 16, he says, "I cease not to give thanks for you." So he's thankful for the Christians there at Ephesus, the church. But he also says, "I now make mention of you in my prayers." And what we see here is Paul encouraging them to keep growing in their faith. And he gives to them a lot of the ingredients that are necessary, or a lot of the things that result, if you will, from growing in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the first thing he points out there in verse 15, he says, "I heard of your faith." And so one of the areas that they had grown or begun to grow is in their faith. And that's what happens as we increase our knowledge of Jesus Christ, as we spend more time getting to know him through his word. You know what's going to happen? Our faith is going to grow. And that was what was happening to the Christians at Ephesus, and Paul was commending them for that. He said, "I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." The same is true for us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The two are inseparable. You cannot grow in your faith if you're not in the word. And if you're not in the word, you're not going to grow in your faith. But the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So God wants our faith to grow. And that will happen as we grow in our knowledge of Jesus and his word. Notice, if you would, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Keep your place here and go to the right just a couple of books. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, where Paul here in this case is commending the Christians at Thessalonica. And again, he talks about faith, but here he talks about something specific. He says, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith." What does that mean? It means that faith becomes evident in what we do. It's one thing to say you have faith. It's another thing to go forward in faith. And so he was saying to these Thessalonian Christians, "I remember your work of faith." Here in Ephesus, he's saying, "I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus." Well, how can you hear about people's faith? What does that mean? What do you hear about? You hear about them going forward. You hear about them doing things for God, which is what faith is. It's going forward. You look in Hebrews 11, it gives all these action verbs. By faith, Moses did this. By faith, Abraham did this. By faith, they did this. So faith, the result is action. We do something. And as we begin to know more about Jesus and his word, our faith is going to grow. The second thing that's going to grow, go back to Ephesians 1. He's commending them also, he says, for their love unto all the saints. Now, Jesus told us, didn't he? In John 13:35, he said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. He said that the world would be able to tell we're Christians by our love. So no wonder people don't want to get saved, because they often see the opposite. But as we grow in Jesus, we will grow in our love for other believers. He says, unto all the saints. By the way, that includes saints that aren't independent Baptists. Amen? The love's going to be the same, because they're brothers and sisters in Christ. They may not agree with us on every doctrinal point, but they're still brothers and sisters in Christ. We're still going to spend forever in heaven with them. They're still children of God. So that love is going to be evident, and that love is going to grow as we grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, if you would, Galatians chapter 5, just back one book to the left this time. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, where what you're going to see is love, again, is evident in what we do. And I know you've heard me say that a lot, that love is action. But notice Galatians 5:13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Show your love by serving each other, being a blessing to each other, helping each other, admonishing one another, encouraging, exhorting, and so forth. But by love serve one another. And so Paul, in commending these Ephesian Christians, says that as you're growing in the Lord, you're growing in your faith and you're growing in your love for all the saints. And the same will happen for us. We will grow in these areas. And so he mentions back in our passage in verse 16, he says, I make mention of you in my prayers. Paul was a prayer warrior. And he especially prayed for those believers that God had allowed him to be a part of them being saved and a short church getting formed in these various places. And he, in this particular passage and in this book, is encouraging the Ephesians because they needed it. But notice he again emphasizes there in verse 17 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So it all comes down to that, the knowledge of him, that ye may know, he says in verse 18, where we're going to get to. But it's about the knowledge of Jesus. Now, Jesus, if you go to Matthew 11:29, he told us that that's something we're to keep collecting, keep growing in, is our knowledge of him. Well, where do we get that? There's only one place that we can increase in the knowledge of Jesus, and that's in his word. There is nowhere else. I mean, you say, oh, we get it in church. Yeah, but from where? From the word of God. Now, notice Matthew 11:29. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. But he says, learn of me. Where do we do that? The word of God. As we grow in our knowledge of him, as Paul says here in verse 17, Jesus wants us to learn of him. Now look at one other verse, Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. It's all about the word, growing in the word, maturing in the word. And our faith is going to grow, our love's going to grow. And let's go to Colossians 1:10. Notice, he says, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Say, when does this stop? When you die or the rapture. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. This is a supernatural book. And nobody can say they've read it too many times. They don't need to read it anymore. Or they've studied it enough and they know it frontwards and backwards and they don't need to study it anymore. Because it's a living book. And it has the power to change us and to grow us. It is our food. It is our milk. We've got to keep feeding the soul. We've got to keep, as we talked about on Sunday, going to that mirror and seeing that reflection of ourselves and growing in our knowledge of Jesus. So their faith, their love, and then look at verse 18. He says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Do you know what else is going to happen as you grow in your knowledge of Jesus Christ? You're going to grow in your hope about the future. And that's going to affect how you behave here. The more that we believe that there is a future beyond the grave, the more that we believe in what God has for us, the more we'll live for it. The Bible tells us to, doesn't it? The Bible tells us we're just strangers and pilgrims passing through, that we're to live for then and not for now. That we're to be, what, Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We're to be expecting it. We're to be looking for it. But as we expect it and look for it, you know what's going to happen? We're going to change. But how does that hope grow? In the Word of God. How do we know there's a heaven? How do we know we have mansions? In the Word of God. And as the hope grows, we grow. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3 quickly, where we see that, sure enough, this hope of the future in Jesus should affect our behavior. And as we grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ, that's exactly what will happen. We will grow in our hope, and it will change us. Notice 1 John chapter 3 says, Beloved, verse 2, Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Isn't that a great verse? But look at verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Now how in the world can the hope purify us? Because the more real that hope is, the more we believe Jesus could come back at any moment. And if Jesus can come back at any moment, and we believe that's to be true, then we're going to be prepared every moment. Because we know in the next 5 minutes Jesus could come back. I better be ready. I better be living the way I don't want to be ashamed at his coming, as it mentions in Hebrews. I want to be excited at his coming. So as we grow in our knowledge of Jesus, we're going to grow in our hope, and it's going to change our lives. And then moving on, back in Ephesians 1:18, he says, And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So not only do we grow in our hope about the future, but we grow in our knowledge about what we have here. And you know, I've said this a lot, but we get saved and then we spend the rest of our Christian lives learning about what happened on that day. Because so much happened on that day. That it takes us our whole Christian life to completely try to grasp all the great things that happened and all that God heaped upon us on that day. All those riches. And Jesus not only gives them here, but he gives them there. And that's part of the hope. But the more we study the Word, the more we grow in our understanding of that hope and the riches that we have in Jesus Christ. And it will affect us. And then the last one in Ephesians 1:19, And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who are to believe? His power, according to the working of his mighty power. Does God want us to have power? Of course he does. What did he tell the disciples there before he went back to heaven in Acts chapter 1? He said, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Jesus said, this is going to happen. You're going to get power, and I want you to use it. And as we grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ, we're going to grow in our power and be able to do more great things for the Lord. Because power only comes from one source, true power, and that's from God. He says in Psalm 62:11, power belongeth unto God. He has all the power. And what he wants is for us to tap into that right? Philippians 4:13, most of us know that verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We can do amazing things, but not in our own strength. We don't have any. We're just sinners. But we have Jesus. I can do all things through Christ. So the more that we learn about Christ, we're going to grow in our power to serve Jesus Christ, because we're going to be more yielded to Him. We're going to be asking Him for more help, which we always need. And you know what's going to happen? Great things. While you're in Ephesians, look at chapter 3, verse 20. The Bible says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above." I've always loved that phrase. "Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." The power that worketh, where's that power come from? It comes from God. And as we grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ, we're going to grow in our power, which is, again, Paul was commending the Ephesian Christians. Ephesians 6:10, while you're in Ephesians, look at this one as well. Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." There it is again. So God has this infinite reservoir of power that He makes available to us. But how much we're able to use is up to us as we're tapped into Him, as we're yielded to Him, as we learn more about Him. And so God's will is that we keep growing. And let's finish at Hebrews 5 if we could. Hebrews chapter 5. And I want you to see that this is what God wants, is us to mature in the Word. And we're never there. You're never arrived unless you're perfect and act exactly like Jesus. You're not there yet. But notice what he says, verse 12, Hebrews 5. "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Notice, full age, reason of use, have their senses exercised. That's that growing process. But it's impossible without God's Word. That is what makes it possible. And so these Ephesian Christians had learned that great truth, and Paul was writing them this epistle to commend them and therefore to teach us that as we know more about the Lord Jesus Christ, as we grow in our knowledge of Him, our faith is going to grow, our love is going to grow, our hope is going to grow, and we're going to have more power to serve Jesus. It comes down to this. So we can't overemphasize the importance of being in it, that we may know. Let's pray.